New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, second segment. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School Coordinator Edition. Dove into Tony White communication, or I guess my experience of communication, and some situations with referees and how things are done. See a lot in basketball too, DP. See a young upstart coach has no conversation with the veteran officials, and that's just part of being familiar with them. But then also it should be respectful and respect everybody's opinion, because ultimately there's a lot of lives and families, not lives, but jobs and families on the line for, based on them doing the job and doing it without, without the buddy list, I guess I'll call that, right?
It's always those. We would always pay attention before games, during warmups, especially in basketball, right? Because the conversations were different. There are some coaches that are distracted. There are some coaches that are fully engaged. It's back pats and high fives and fist bumps.
Yeah.
And how you doing? How's the wife? How are the kids? All those things that are going on. And if I watch that, I would simply be professional, walk over, introduce myself or reintroduce myself, offer the hand, and then go do my job and say, I can't control what some official
is going to do.
I have zero control over their relationship, what it is. Because sometimes, and this is what I also found out, sometimes the best thing for me was to shut up, because the other coach's reputation was so bad
that
all I could do was mess things up. Yeah. Like, if I just stay out of the way,
sometimes you just let it happen, then you just go from there. But
it's like, oh, you mad at him. Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't the conversation I thought it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you just got to let it go and do his thing. But ultimately, the best equalizer is playing
which
good.
Which of those coaches are you, Jay?
I'll say what's up to the refs and stuff. Look, man, with coaching AU, I know they got a hard job. They do. They want NBA officials with instant replay and a high-paced game, a very physical game. So I kind of let them do their thing.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you see some refs come in and they try to, you know, they check. I call it ranking check. So they, you know, we're kind of new on the scene and independent. So they'll you know, try to get the benefit of the doubt. But I'll call them on it. And then one dude, I called him. I said, hey, man, I know you. This your buddy is coaching over there. He looked at me and I was like, yeah. You know, I saw you guys at Chipotle. I know that's your buddy. I said, your buddy, that ain't stopping out there. I said, this is too high skilled a basketball to have 10 fouls to one. It's just humanly impossible. I just always kind of go on humanly impossible. So anyways, now let's jump into the offense and see what Marcus Satterfield had to say about the offense.
Do you want run game or the third and three call?
What third and three call is everybody asking about?
The pass to Lindenmeyer that led to the missed field goal.
Well, what was wrong with the call?
People didn't like it. Marcus Satterfield was asked about it.
All right, let's see what he said.
Hey, can you shed some light or go into the decision on the third and three play at the end of regulation and just your choice of personnel there? Is it specifically kind of just as simple as making them think you're going to run when you plan to, you know, have four guys going out for a pass?
Exactly. We got in a big personnel group and it was third and three. In my mind, they're thinking we're probably going to take two downs. I thought, you know, we've never thrown the ball out of that personnel in 2 years. So we've been working, certain pass plays out of that personnel. I felt very comfortable even if they played normal defense, we had options for Dylan to get to. So if it was on the sheet, we knew we were going into it. If we got in that situation, we were going to call it, and we dialed it up, and the next time we'll hit it.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with the play call. I mean, everybody's mad because it didn't get complete, but Borkature was open. You know, the personnel doesn't have anything to do with it because it's a planned personnel. It's no different if you do tackle eligible. It's planned. If you know, if that dude drops the tackle eligible pass, I'm sure Brett Bielema is getting the, why'd you throw it to an offensive tackle? Funny enough, the Commanders did that last night to a tackle eligible play. It's copycat league. Even the pros watch the college and they get it going. But I didn't have a problem with it. I know Lindemeyer is a good player. He's a good player. He can catch and stuff. So probably what, a step and a half to, you know, ahead of him. Probably like to have it back. I don't have a problem with it.
I do.
Like what? Why? Why?
Jay, you've been in the coaching rooms where somebody goes in a critical moment. In a critical moment.
Right.
What I do not want to hear in a critical moment to win a game, to win the game, is to go, you know what we ought to run here?
All right.
It means you don't know what you're supposed to run there.
Well, he said he'd been practicing that, so they know they're going to run it.
Had you run it in games before?
But that's the whole point of not running it in games. Hey, if you run it in a game, you can't run it.
If you have on third and three.
But okay,
third and three, right?
So if he catches the ball, what's the conversation?
Third and three.
If he catches the ball, what's the conversation?
The conversation is never the result.
So then you're saying it's a good call.
What's a good play? A play that works. Right?
The one that if he's a step, if there's no telling what is going to work though. Judging it after, if you say it's not a good play call, that's one thing. There's three guys open, so you can't say it's not a good play call. You can't really say it wasn't executed. You just didn't catch it.
Third and
on three, top of missing
was
a field
the
goal.
Down and distance. Was the third and three? Is that what we're talking about?
And that's high pass.
Third and three.
Yeah.
Okay. So in a cultural situation where you have success on a regular and consistent basis,
right?
You know that there are eight plays that we run on third and three where we have a long resume of success.
It's the third game of the season, though.
We have a percentage.
But there is not enough percentage at the third game of the season to have eight plays of success.
Two plays.
You don't have
three.
You
plays.
Don't have anybody that you can throw the ball up and you're going to guarantee you'd win it.
I'm just going to say this. I would hope that you have some plays from earlier in the game which show you at this down and distance, here's where we're going to be successful. I'm cool with whatever magic you have in your bag.
But it's not Matt. But
go on your back. You hadn't run it. You hadn't run it. You hadn't run it in a game situation. You hadn't run it in a third and three situation.
But you're making my point. You're making my point. Was the play run effectively? Was people open?
Doesn't matter if he was.
Hold on. So Stephon Diggs last year, 63 yards. That play, right, was only ran two times in 3 years. So he drops the ball. And he's the one of the top receivers.
He's no longer there.
He's
no longer there.
Because if he makes
that catch, he's still there.
It's not about that, though. So he dropped the ball, though.
You get that it in the conversations that we're having. I generally, as a rule, like to stay away from play calls as the point of debate. Because I'm not at practice. I don't know how many times they've run that. I don't know how many times it worked at practice. I don't know. I just don't know. For third and three, if this was third and nine, third and 13, third and whatever.
Right.
Third and three is a makeable play in every good offensive program in the country. Fair?
Sure.
right? What's the, Austin, find me the percentage of makes on third and three.
For Nebraska?
For anybody. Nebraska's point would be if the you went to the last 2 years or the last 15 games.
So what you're saying is you wanted to go four down territory and get two plays for three.
That's what I would do.
Why?
Because success numbers will say that in two rushes or two plays offensively, I'm going to get 3 yards. In those
situations, the way that
they're at a higher percentage, at a higher rate than third and three by itself.
Okay, so this is from the 2020 season is the most recent I'm finding. Third and two or less, offenses converted 67% of the time.
Okay.
Third and between 3 and 4 yards, 52%.
Okay.
Between 5 and 6, 42.5%. Third and 7 or 8, 36%. Third and 9 or 10, 31.4%.
So your tendency and your decision should be based on a higher percentage, a higher likelihood that we are going to make this play or that we have the play in play. Now, again, Satterfield knew exactly what he wanted. He just said it. He knew what he wanted. I'm cool with that. All I'm saying is I like my chances. Two downs to get 3 yards to win a football game.
Right.
I like for a team that
you like you like your chances after they lost to talk about it.
No.
Hold on.
Literally,
the play was wide open.
Literally in the game. Literally, this is the thing I can say clearly. I'm sitting next to
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Barney Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
To several people in the game. And as we're talking about it, the first question I asked was, is this four down?
Let me ask you this. You go for two downs, you don't get it. I guarantee you, they're going to ask you why you ain't passed the ball.
Of course they did. They're going to ask, how come your offensive line can't move people for 3 yards
because
on two tries?
Because they'll tell you they're selling out to stop
especially,
the run.
Especially
they
when
they are telling you they're trying to stop the run.
They were in the
if
same
you run
defense,
it twice.
They were in the same defense where you had just put up a 6 yard gain, 7 yard gain, 4 yard gain, 5 yard gain, 2 yard gain.
Which tells you after the last one, they've mm-hmm. made adjustments.
Okay. So
if, that means if you get 2 yards, I'm just telling you what would have happened.
If you get 2 yards and it's fourth and one.
Okay. And then you get stopped.
Austin,
then
what Austin, do you, what's the success rate for fourth and one?
Give me a moment here.
But fourth, this is an idiotic conversation. Because
you started it,
but no, it's not because you're judging a play that they didn't complete. Then you say, I needed two more plays. Well, you had a 40 yard field goal. That's probably more makeable that you should be able to make a 40 yard field goal. So it's like, okay, well, you should have ran 2 yards to get three. And then, okay, and then what? Then you run three more plays and you miss a field goal. Then you say, well, why didn't you try? Then you're going to say, why didn't you try for an end zone?
No, I'm consistent. I'm really consistent in doing the smartest thing all the time. If I'm Alabama Nick Saban and I've got...
You got different person.
I've got different person. Right? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Nebraska. We're talking about an offense that you're trying to build some culture. And you said, we want to be the most physical team on the field. We want to be successful late in games. You literally spent all of your play calls for the course of the game to set up so that you're in better shape, you're better conditioned, you're more physical, you'll be able to move people late in games because that's Big Ten football. Literally from the mouth of Matt Rhule. So if that's what you're building and you're chasing three points, 3 yards, whatever, there's your three. You literally built your whole offseason promotion on marketing on chasing three. And here's the three staring you right in the face. And if you decided that you had to dance rather than fight, pass rather than throw, literally the sake of this thing, I would have hoped. And it's just me.
They went five.
I'm fine being wrong.
Then two, right?
Then seven.
So you're saying run it four straight times.
I'm perfectly fine with winning the football game.
No guarantees you're going to win. Then you have to play the other game. Say they don't.
There's
get
no
it then.
Guarantee that throwing the ball,
right,
to your fifth best receiver was a high percentage play.
Are you saying throw it to your receiver? Or are you saying you're just saying, okay, we got to throw it to a guy, or are you mad at the play? Because that's two different things. Because Nick Saban doesn't coach like that. He coaches players because he has the players. So he has all those first round picks out there. Or do you say, you know what, I need a better play?
So to run, here's what I would ask you as a coach, that if you need a play made on the biggest play of the game, offensive play of the game,
right,
and you decide that throwing the ball is going to be the best option, are you going to make the decision to throw it to your sixth best receiver or no?
I'm going to call the play. We don't got anybody over there that you can sit up there that you can't even like say that's a dog.
And if that's the case, then you probably should run it.
Okay. And then
if you don't have a guaranteed thing, you were averaging 5.5 yards a carry that drive.
Yeah, okay. They ran 5 yards a carry. Okay, that's fine for that drive. Yeah. All I want to know was the play open.
What they average that's for all the I game. Want to know. Austin, what did they average for the game?
On running the ball?
Running the ball.
I had it pulled up, and I don't have it pulled up.
Right? It was 4+, right? At least I think it was. And again, Satterfield knows his squad. He knows the vibe of the game, the blood of it. He understands all of it. He was in it. He goes to practice. They run this stuff.
Nebraska average, it's tough to tell with sacks. I'll just give you that. Dante Dowdell averaged 3.6 yards per carry. Ramir averaged 4.3.
Okay.
Right at four.
What would be considered smart football is that in those two rushes, I should be able to generate 3 yards and then reset and then do what I want to do, which should be to finish the game. I'm cool. I've been around a lot of coaches who have this thing in their hip pocket. They have this thing in their utility belt and they're waiting to use it. And it looks good and it sounds good in theory. But then when you pull the trigger, and it doesn't work, you have to expect that people are going to ask, why didn't you do the other thing? That's part of the gig. If it works, you're a star.
But I'm not a reporter, though.
If you didn't.
I'm not a reporter. I go on my experiences of playing in the games. So me, I'm looking at was the play affected. Like if you drop a ball, like look, I can tell you this right now, 96, somebody dropped the ball. He's one of the top receivers.
Fair.
Like the play was good. We didn't catch it. You know what I'm saying?
We didn't catch the ball. We didn't make kick. We didn't make the field goal. We didn't make the tackle to get off the field. We reached wrong. Bad technique.
I agree with you. Yeah, you probably could have ran it.
Right. Okay, bad technique with the hands.
You could have ran it.
There's
sure.
always an excuse for everybody. If you need it.
If you don't win.
Yeah, if you don't win.
Yeah, if you don't win, there's going to be a lot of questions.
Right. People are going to question you. I'm not even questioning. I'm just saying there was another option. And right or wrong, you chose what you chose. And right. you got the result you get. You're responsible for the result you get.
Yeah.
Right?
And I look at it a lot different because I'm a big cause and effect. We are not having this conversation. You're nitpicking on that stuff. We're not even having this conversation if we play up to our capabilities.
I wouldn't even bring up Satterfield because playmakers make plays and people don't.
But we're not having this conversation if the defense plays to their capability.
100%.
That's more important than a one play out of 120 play game. I can promise you, as God is the witness, the most important thing is fixing what we did not do right as a veteran defense more than that play. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying how I look at the game. Because we're not there if we don't have guys running wide open, if we're not missing tackles, if we're not getting for 60-something yards or maybe 75 yards in flagrant penalty, whatever those things are called, right?
Right.
We're not having this conversation.
Right.
That's the more bigger thing to me.
I don't disagree with that. You played the clip about Satterfield and what he said.
Right.
The answer, you asked me the question. Whether I thought
I didn't ask.
Well, here's the thing.
It was telepathy.
Okay.
I didn't get to ask you. You could go ahead and read my mind.
Well, here's the thing. My hope is that he gets them all right. That's not possible. Certainly not likely. But from somebody that's also been in those situations where you have to make those play calls offensively. You know what I want to do? I want to put the ball in the hands of people who can produce in those moments. Big players, big plays. Primetime players make primetime plays and primetime moments. You came up short.
Yeah.
Okay. Get it right next week. But as you do it, if you ask me about that play call, I like the physicality of being able to run, especially for Big Ten football, the ability to get 3 yards and 2 carries. No matter when it is, no matter where it is, no matter who it's against, if I haven't set it up that I can get 3 yards on the ground and 2 carries, I have far greater issues than all the other stuff. It is a condition to bad football. If you cannot get 3 yards and 2 carries, I don't care what defense is on the other side. You have some other issues to deal with.
Yeah, I mean I look at if you're a coordinator, you got to be who you are.
Oh, he 100%.
You got to be who you are. Don't appease anybody next week. Don't do that.
Get me a program that has a fullback with a hammerhead that can lead block and a power running back behind it and a quarterback who can pull it and get me 3 yards.
You want the Baltimore Ravens?
Hey, man, I told you that.
You are officially a Ravens fan. So your friends that are listening out there in the DMV, DP is not coming back. He just told on himself. It only took 2 hours and 2 minutes. He just told on himself. He is a Ravens fan. He's deep down a Ravens fan.
Let Chancellor Brewer to come in here and do his thing.
Anyway, Jay Foreman, DP, we're out of here.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV.
Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.